I'm Hulk Hogan, the greatest wrestler of all time.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
A spaceman, huh?
No, actually, I'm a plumber.
New World Order.
Honestly, I can't go anywhere without getting a boner.
How you doing?
Sweet baby Jesus in the office.
Hello everyone, welcome to Wrestle Rock Podcast. I'm your host, Nostrada Ben, and I host this episode with my colleague Jonathan. How are you doing, Joe?
Yes, I'm going great, and you?
Oh, fine.
And you know what? This is our first episode of 2023, and this is very awesome that we have a special guest, a very important person.
Yeah, former manager.
Yes, exactly, and he has been involved in a wrestling business for many decades.
Oh, yeah.
And also, he managed many important person as Sid Justice, Adam Bomb,
Giant Gonzalez, Bert Offley,
yes, and the Uganda Giant Kamala,
Mr. Kamala,
yes, and we introduce yourself, Mr. RV Whipple, man. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing very well. I'm here at home in Mississippi, and really looking forward to having a nice conversation with my new Quebecois friend.
Yeah, this is very appreciated, honestly.
Thank you.
You know that you are very busy, and if my memory is good, are you involved in professional wrestling again? So I saw on your polo that you have a pro wrestling Mid-South. So are you in the wrestling business again, my friend?
I never left the wrestling business. I've never left in 44 years. This is a small promotion out of Dyersburg, Tennessee, which is about 2 hours north of where I live in the Memphis area. And I help out the promotion up there. I do some special ring announcing and guest referee and just help the young guys, you know. But no, I've been involved in the business for many, many years and hadn't stopped. And I've been in the business 44 years. I'm hoping to make at least 50 before I call it a day in the business. So no, I'm when you say again, it's funny because no, I never left the business. I'm still part of it very much.
And you can share all your experience with one young guy, so this is awesome, honestly. And we can go forward with other questions, so go ahead, my friend.
Of course. Mr. Lauer, at what age did you start to get interested in pro wrestling?
In 1979, when I was 14 years old, is when I began this long road I've been on ever since, 14 years old. So, and I'll be 58 this year. So that shows you that it's been a long time.
Okay. It's a long time ago.
44 years
indeed,
ago.
Yeah. And we would like to know what is your relationship with Jerry the King Lawler and Sid Udy?
Jerry King Lawler is one of my dearest friends. We talk almost every day, or very close to it anyway, several times a week. Very close. He gave me my first break in the business. He opened the door for me when Jimmy Hart left CWA, which is what the Memphis promotion was known as at the time. When Jimmy Hart left to go to the World Wrestling Federation, you can't replace Jimmy Hart. He's one of a kind. So I wouldn't say I was his replacement, but I filled the position that he had been in. And was used as the top manager in the Memphis organization back then. So, I was very, very happy to be given that position. And I really owe Lawler, there's three people I owe my career to: Lawler, Sid, as you mentioned, another guy, Rocky Johnson. So, those are the three people that really helped me, you know, get established in this profession. And I'm grateful very much to all three of them.
You're talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I have a little question for you because during the pandemic year, you receive a special gift from Dwayne Johnson. And can you share with us why you receive a brand new truck, a brand F-150? This is a dream come true, if you know what I mean. So
yeah, I actually just drove it today. I don't drive it every day. I drive my other trucks. I want the Dwayne truck, which is what I call it, to last me the rest of my life. And my other truck too, of course. But you know, back when Dwayne was about 14, I had bought him his first car in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. So it was a cheap car. It was old junky car, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
that's the best we could do at the time. So all these years later, I guess that was his way of returning the gesture. And I appreciate it more than I can explain. I appreciate him more than I can explain.
It seems to be very grateful with Pearson, and he have a long memory. So he seems to be a good person.
Oh, he's a great person. Him, his dad, God bless his soul, Rocky Johnson. His mom, who I'm still in touch with on a regular basis, is like a family to me, you know. So, yeah, he's we're very close, and I appreciate him very, very much.
Good.
Okay, in your WWE debut in the 90s, you managed the late Big Beauty Buzik. Do you remember why that guy left the company?
You know, and he was a good guy. You know, he was, and he's passed away now, so I certainly don't want to kick any dirt on him. His in-the-ring ability just wasn't, I don't think, up to WWE standard, okay? It's not an insult to him or whatever. Everybody just doesn't have that same mindset or ability, maybe, and maybe he was better suited for another organization. So it was certainly nothing negative that happened as far as he didn't, you know, he wasn't on any kind of drugs or anything like that. He didn't get in fights or, you know, nothing like that. It was just, I just think he wasn't suited for the environment.
That is not necessarily a perfect fit, but that it is what it is, my friend. Right. So. Yes, exactly. So, did you find it a big challenge to replace Slick as the Warlord's manager?
No, I mean, I didn't really think about it that way. Nothing against Slick, you know. It was just that's a position that they put me in at the time, and I went with it. I really like Warlord. I saw him about a year or so ago at an autograph signing. Great guy, you know. Sure. So, no, it wasn't. It's just business. Wherever they put me with, I do the best I can for that individual and for the promoter or booker or whoever put me with that person. So it was great. You know, I had no issues.
Cool. So,
okay. Despite the missed run-in of Papa Shango, do you have a good memory of WrestleMania 8 in Hoosier Dome, Indianapolis, which was your first, and moreover, you managed Sid in the main event against the Imperial Colgan?
Well, it's a wonderful thing. As far as the Papa Shango thing, I don't know. I wasn't privy to all that. I've had a lot of people ask me that question. I just don't know. I really and truly don't know. But as far as just being able to say that I was in the main part of the main event in WrestleMania, that's, you know, it's something that many people don't, you know, most people don't get a chance to be able to say. So that's quite a feather in my hat, quite an accomplishment. And I just, you know, I'm grateful for that opportunity. So, it was wonderful to be a part of that.
And I imagine that WrestleMania 3 is probably one of your best wrestling memory of your entire life.
Well, I wasn't with WWE yet at WrestleMania 3, so I couldn't say that. I mean, it was a great event, obviously, but I was not yet with WWE. So, as far as it being a memory for me, I couldn't honestly say that.
So about WrestleMania, my friend Nostradaben, I have questions about WrestleMania 9. So
yeah, we'd like to hear from you about your experience at WrestleMania 9 when you manage the late Giant Gonzalez against The Undertaker.
Yeah, you know, Gonzalez certainly wasn't Shawn Michaels or Jerry Lawler or Ric Flair when it comes to being in the ring performer, but he was certainly a presence to be reckoned with. and a great guy. And I always got along really good with him. God bless him. It's just, you know, it's always wonderful to be on the road with somebody that you really enjoy being with and enjoy traveling with. And he was a really, really good guy. So, you know, like I said, he wasn't the most technically sound athlete in the squared circle, but he was a good guy. And like I said, he was definitely an attraction.
And you were definitely the perfect fit because the guys was just taller than ever. And you...
7'6".
Yeah, if my memory is good. Yeah. And you have a small body. So the combination was just amazing, honestly, because...
David and Goliath.
Yes, yes, yes. And for the television, it's
amazing.
Perfect. So... And also about WrestleMania, we remember WrestleMania 10. Is there any popular reason why the the match between Earthquake and Atom Bomb at WrestleMania 10 was a squash? Do you know?
You remember why?
I honestly don't. If I had to just guess and speculate, there was a lot of big matches on that card. Macho Man against Crush and the ladder match with Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon. I think it was probably just a timing issue. That may be true. It may not be true. I can't say, but probably what it was.
And couples of weeks ago, we received Medusa, and we'll talk about WrestleMania 10.
Yeah, against Leilani Kai.
Yes, and this is, as she said, this is one of the best WrestleMania of all time. So this is very cool that you you have been involved in this WrestleMania, but not just this one, as we said earlier. So you have been involved in WrestleMania 8, 9, 10. So that's very, very cool. And
one thing that stands out to me about WrestleMania 10 is Burt Reynolds is one of the special guests. The famous late movie star. And
in the main event.
Yeah, and everybody always said that, he's a jerk. He's got a big ego. You want stay away from him. He's not a nice person. Man, it couldn't be nothing further from the truth. I got a picture on my wall in my other room made with him. He was just the nicest, most friendliest guy. Wow. I can't speak to anybody else's dealings they ever had with him because maybe – there's experience with him was different, so I can't only speak for myself. But he was just honorable and very nice and friendly to me, and that stood out to me. You know, I'd watched him in a lot of movies and on TV and whatnot. And he was just a super, super guy. So that stood out for me.
And just before, we're talking about a female pro wrestler, so. You have been involved with one of them, so.
Oh yeah, of course. In 1995, you managed the late Berta Faye, who won the title against Alondra Blayze at SummerSlam '95. Why did you disappear from TV when she lost the women's title?
Well, I think I was transitioning into the role I've continued to do for years and years and years. You know, working behind the scenes, excuse me, and God rest her soul too. I hate that so many people have passed away. Rhonda, which is Bertha Faye's real name, Rhonda and I never got along. We didn't click. We did fine at the ring and at ringside or whatever, you know, but as far as in life, we just didn't get along very well. So, you know, I wasn't just really fired up about continuing that situation any longer than I had to.
In 2000, you became the first and only man to win the women's championship. So, are you happy to this accomplishment? And what is the end goal? And
if we remember, it was against Stacy Carter, the cat, the ex-wife.
That's correct. It was a transitional match because I dropped the championship to Jacqueline Moore,
Jackie.
Very quickly thereafter. But honestly, even though it's goofy and it was the ladies' championship and I was dressed like a woman, I can honestly say that I was world champion in the WWE at one point. Yes, it was quick. It was basically for just for a day. But I can't, a lot of people can't say that either. So, you know, I have no problem saying that. And hey, it's don't matter how I was dressed or what I was trying to, you know, portray, I was still a champion, a world champion.
That's very funny story. So for ending, as usual, my partner, Benoit, a.k.a. Nostradamus Ben, the reason why the nickname's called Nostradamus, it's all about the French prophet who tried to predict the future of everything. So as usual, at the end of our episode with when we have a special guest. So Nostradamus Ben tried to predict the future of our guest. So go ahead, my friend.
I have a funny and serious prediction for you. Okay, first, the funny, you're going to be the manager of Barry Darso as Harvey Repo Man.
Okay. I like Barry.
And the serious prediction, I predict that you're going to be inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame in a few years. Probably by...
I appreciate that. A lot of people mentioned that to me, and I would consider that the highest honor possible. So I think that would be a wonderful thing. Up until now, the biggest honor I've had is I was inducted into the Memphis Wrestling Hall of Fame last year, or 2 years ago now.
You deserve it.
Thank you. So that means a lot to me, and hopefully their prediction will come true. I don't know if me and Barry are up to another run, but as far as the Hall of Fame, I could go for that.
So thank you so much, Mr. Lowry. Honestly, this is an honor and privilege that you can take a couple of minutes with us. Thank you so much for being here. So
very appreciated.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I want to say God bless you. God bless America. God bless Canada. And I'll close you with this. It's like Mama says, it bees that way sometimes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Have a nice day.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.